So today, our speaker will be Chris Spearman. And Chris's topic, the impact of Canada-U.S. currency fluctuation on the Canadian economy. The dramatic rise of Canadian dollar has in the past year created difficulties for many CAD exporting businesses, but good times for most CAD importers, cross-border shoppers, and travelers. The long-term effects may be profound. If our dollar stays at par or better, consequences for the Canadian economy could be irreversible and severe. We have only seen the tip of the iceberg so far. Should our federal government play a role by affecting the value of the Canadian currency? Favorable taxation is another powerful tool governments have at their disposal for dealing with economic problems brought on by outside influences. While imports from the U.S. should make many items cheaper in Canada, cross-border shopping has increased substantially as of late to the detriment of many retail businesses in this country. What role can we, the consumer, play in minimizing the impact of currency fluctuation? And Chris will be addressing all those questions. Chris, if you don't know him, he was a founding member, 1983, and current chairman of Industrial Association of Southern Alberta. He has served on the Southern Alberta Alternate Economic Advisory Committee, on the board and executive of Economic Development Lethbridge, the More People in Trades Committee, on the board of the Rehabilitation Society of Southwestern Alberta. Chris Spearman has served as a school trustee with the Holy Spirit Catholic School Board for 15 years. He has also been active in pursuing fair prices for utilities and fuel consumers in southern Alberta. Chris has lived in Lethbridge since 1981 and is manager of accounting and administration at the Black Velvet Distilling Company in Lethbridge. So will you please join me in welcoming Chris up to the podium. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Diane. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be disappointed to hear that I'm probably the fifth-string speaker today on this topic. I did try to get a number of other people, but it defaulted to me. I was originally intended to be the moderator, so I guess that's why Shaw's not here today, so that's good. But for me, it's an honor and a privilege to speak to the Southern Alberta Council on Public Affairs. As I said, I wasn't the intended speaker. I was hoping to attract Dr. Jason Myers, President of the Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters, to speak with you today. And when he couldn't attend, I contacted some of the local economic development authorities, the University of Lethbridge, to see if somebody in management would speak, but ran out of options, so figured I'd have to do it myself. Dr. Myers will be in Lethbridge at the end of February, so that might be a good time to get an update from him right after the federal budget. So he was kind enough to give me his presentation that he made last week to the House Standing Committee on Finance in Ottawa, and I'm going to refer to that and rely on it heavily today to give you a cross-Canada perspective. And then I'll give you a local perspective as I see it from the perspective of local industries in this area. So what we're looking at is an unprecedented rapid increase in the value of the Canadian dollar. We are in uncharted territory. So I think I'm going to – yeah, I will. That's the just as well Shaw's not here. But and what's happening is something that happened – the last time we saw this happen was in the 1920s when the British pound began losing its influence as the world dominant currency. And what's really happening is we're seeing the U.S. dollar lose its dominance as the world's most dominant currency. And I'll get into some of the reasons for that, but it's certainly affecting the value of the Canadian dollar. But we haven't seen this for about 80 years, but it looks like it is a trend that's here to stay. And we have seen the rapid increase in the Canadian dollar. It was basically worth 62 cents 5.5 years ago.